Welcome back to the Fan. Lori Rubenson here with you and the Yankees. They win 4-2 over the Blue Jays on Sunday. They take the opening series of the second part of the season. Up 6 against Tampa before a big series. To talk about the Yankees, the trade deadline, and all kinds of stuff, we bring in Christy Ackert from the New York Daily News. Hey, Christy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay, except I'm a little bit on the injured list. I actually broke my arm about a week ago, but otherwise I'm good.
You could be on the Yankees. Oh, my goodness.
I could be on the Yankees. Although if it was the Mets, it would be very confusing and a little miscommunication about it. But
yeah, it would take a while.
Right, exactly. All right, well, let's start off with, before we get to some of the specific stories of the game, one of the stories around the game was that here were the Yankees play, today facing Marcus Stroman. And we have all the rumors of the Yankees looking for additional starting pitching. So what? Let's start off with, do you think Marcus Stroman would be a good fit on the Yankees?
Yes, I actually do. I had a scout who was sitting on him in the first half, meaning he was going to all his starts, tell me that there is a competitiveness to Marcus Stroman that would fit in really well this team. And in this mark, I think he pretty much all but said he would want to play here last month when they came into town. I mean, he towed the line and, danced back. But, I mean, we all got the hint. Anybody that wants to embrace that challenge, that's a really good sign. Also, you look at his numbers. He's not giving up a lot of home runs in an era when they are giving up a lot of home runs. And in that ballpark, he didn't give up one today. That's a good sign. I do think he would be a good fit for them. Think they're going to get him? That's hard to say. But I do think he'd be a good option.
The fact that he is more of a ground ball pitcher, to me, in this year of the juice baseball and in Yankee Stadium, I agree. I think that's a terrific point. I know there have been people who speculate, with a more, I don't know if he's a little cocky or he's a little more outgoing, flashy, flamboyant in terms of personality. He's actually from the area, I guess, born in Medford out on Long Island. And I know we've seen with others, whether it was Clint Frazier and others, there's a certain Yankee, more corporate personality. I don't know if you've talked to Jay Happ or anybody who's played with Stroman, but, any concerns? I mean, to me, I think that there also needs to be a certain level of self-confidence to play in this market and succeed and come in the middle of a pennant race. But, any sense there on, fit in the clubhouse with that sort of personality?
The clubhouse, I mean, I think he would, I think that clubhouse, you pretty much will fit in. You will find your way or you won't. I think he wants it enough that he would find that way. I've talked to LaTroy Hawkins, who, was actually, someone I still keep in touch with. I covered him 2013. He played with him. He said he can find his way in a clubhouse. I talked to some people with the Blue Jays who said that, he may rub other teams the wrong way, but he's a good teammate. I had a coach yesterday tell me he is always on that bench rooting on his teammates during a game. So, I've heard he's a good teammate. I would assume he, as much as he wants it, he would attempt to do that. So, I don't really care if on the Yankees, I don't really care if he ticks off other teams. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the concern to me? This is an etiquette contest. I don't have a problem with that.
By the way, nice move in keeping in touch with LaTroy Hawkins, who I think pretty much played for, most Major League Baseball franchises across his career. So if you want 6 degrees of LaTroy Hawkins, you can probably trace a lot of people back to him.
Definitely.
All right. Then also, focusing on pitching and trade deadline, you covered the Mets before this season, just in the in the possibility of names that would be out there, which Mets pitcher, if it were happening that they were available, Noah Syndergaard or Zach Wheeler, which Mets pitcher do you think would fit better or fit well with the Yankees in Yankee Stadium?
You know, I think Wheeler. I don't really have, you know, statistical reasons to back that up, other than I know the stinks of the players. I know I kind of have a good feel for their personality. I think Wheeler would fit in that clubhouse very well. I think his stuff, I think it would be a good change of venue for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think he'd fit with that team pretty well. I mean, Noah's got great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's some growing as a pitcher he still needs to do. And I think that would be tough for him. I think, you know, the expectations him for himself would be a tough spot for him, I think.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Talk to Christy Ackert about the Yankees, and Christy used to cover the Mets, now covers the Yankees, so interesting perspective there. All right, so focusing on today's game, and as we look ahead then to the Rays series, but we'll start with the game today. And first off, Tanaka, obviously, six good innings and was effective, but anything about the outing or the way he talked afterwards? I know, you know, he's kind of hasn't had his A pitch for a lot of the season, but does he feel like he's getting there?
You know, I think what was more interesting is what he said at the All-Star game, and when he talked about the difference in the baseball and how the teams don't feel as raised.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's, you know, we're past the halfway mark. He still doesn't have his splitter. That might be something that he's not going to have the same with this new ball. I mean, that's something that he's just going to have to work with. What I think is impressive about Tanaka is he finds a way to get outs without his A stuff. And, you know, that's what you need your pitchers to do, particularly down the stretch in the playoffs. You know, he's a pitcher I would trust in a big game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he seems to rise to the occasion. And, you know, I think he's still frustrated by it. I think he's still searching for it. But the slider's been good for him. And I think it's impressive the way he has just found ways to get it done.
Now, you know, today's game, certainly Gio Urshela was a standout in this game, and whether it was defensively, offensively, base stealing, all of it, just all around play. Let's start with, I thought he was going to get knocked into, knocked halfway into foul territory on that one defensive stab, and yet he makes the play. Where does his defense rank amongst the players you've covered and watched?
Wow, it's really up there. He's really fun to watch play defense. You watch plays and you'll go and talk to like a DJ LeMahieu and he's like, yeah, I don't know how he did that. and it's funny because he had a little stretch there, maybe where he was tired, maybe it was just a weird stretch where he wasn't making like spectacular plays and you're kind of like, oh, wow, what happened? He's tremendous. He may be one of the best, you know, defensive infielders I've covered.
Now, from the bat standpoint, have you talked to him about that? With some of the Yankees coming back, with players being healthy, we're seeing DJ LeMahieu play some third base, and Urshela is not in there every day. And yet today, there he was with a couple of hits and the two big RBIs early that I think made the Yankees take a little bit more of a deep breath in this game. You know, have you talked to him at all or about the difference in approach when you're playing every day versus now playing a little less frequently?
I think, you know, I haven't talked to him specifically about that. I think he went through a lull where pitchers were pitching him a little differently and he had to kind of go back and start looking at his approach. I think that's helped him with less frequent at bats. What's really interesting about him and what DJ LeMahieu was saying to me about him that's interesting is when there's runners in scoring position, he has no real tendencies. You can't really shift that well against him. And I was looking at his numbers, his runners in scoring position, which, you know, you usually defer to LeMahieu on that, but they're like 350, 360 or something like mm-hmm. that. You know, he has that quantifiable skill of just being clutch, which is, you know, really impressive for a guy who, one, didn't get much of a chance offensively and is not getting as much of a chance right now.
Yeah, in terms of being clutch or an undefinable type of skill, the other thing that was impressive in Sunday's game was the slide into home. And that, you know, for a guy, again, who it's not like he was necessarily known for being a speedster and yet or being a big base stealer, and yet that slide, what were some of the reactions from teammates or Aaron Boone to the athleticism of that slide?
Aaron Judge was, like, shaking his head, just saying what a great slide it was. I mean, he actually said to us that, you know, they're not in first place without Gio, where mm-hmm. Gio did this year. You know, he kind of snuck in there. Aaron Boone said, it's such a hard slide, you know, it's such a hard slide to do, and it really, you know, he was hurting watching him kind of contort himself for that. You know, it was a smart slide, you know. One thing about Urshela, he's a pretty smart baseball player. He can read situations really well, which is one reason I think he's a very good defensive player. He came up as a goalie in soccer. Maybe that helped him read things. It was also, you know, it looked like a catcher who wasn't maybe made a young catcher's mm-hmm. mistake. He didn't block, yep. and he could have. He had the ball. And, you know, maybe that's part of what Gio was reading, too. But that was a great read on that play.
Yeah, and in a lot of ways, look, the Yankees win 4-2, but that was the go-ahead run. And in a lot of ways, the difference, Gio Urshela, the difference in the game today. Talking to Christy Ackert about the Yankees, and as they approach the trade deadline, one of the other things to evaluate as the Yankees need more pitching is what do they expect to get out of Dellin Betances and Luis Severino. So what's the latest on both of those players? And as they make their way back, if you were a Yankee fan, which one should Yankee fans expect more out of? Which one do you think is going to have a tougher time kind of assimilating back into their role?
Well, I think the one that's going to have the tougher time assimilating back into his role this year is going to be Severino, obviously. Mm-hmm. It takes longer for, you know, a starting pitcher mm-hmm. to build up and stretch out. And, you know, they've gotten the permission to start the throwing program. That means they start again from the beginning. Like, you know, usually it's 60 feet, 25 throws on flat ground.
Any chance they would use then Severino at some point, decide to just use him out of the bullpen?
I wouldn't, you know, I don't necessarily know it would be out of the bullpen, but abbreviated starts, sure, mm-hmm. As an opener, possibly. Mm-hmm. I think with Severino, you know, being a starter, you have to, and particularly one coming off an injury like that, you have to be careful about giving him time to warm up, mm-hmm. making sure he has a regular routine. But obviously, Brian Cashman said the other day, you might get the abbreviated version of Severino this year. That could still be effective. I mean, if you look at the way bullpens or pitchers are used in the playoffs, the roles kind of get thrown out a little bit. I mean, we saw Eovaldi out of the bullpen, mm-hmm. You know, Chris Sale. It's, you know, they have, if he can come back, and then, I mean, remember, this is his third time starting a throwing program, he could be a very effective weapon in short doses for them.
Yeah, Luis Severino is the ultimate opener. Last question before I let you go is, do you have a sense that the other Yankee starting pitchers are starting to feel pressure to put up results because of all the rumors that are out there?
I don't know if that's so much, I mean, that's so much the pressure as, you know, we're getting to the point of the season where the expectations they've had for themselves have fallen short, like a Jay Happ. You know, he certainly has hard to get to where he was the last 2 days, and I think, or the last 2 starts, and I think that's pressure on himself. You know, they don't control the roles that they're going to have after July 31st. I think they just want to be in the best position they can be. So maybe it is a little pressure from that, but I think they also see, you know, they want to be a part of what's going on down the stretch.
All right, a big series coming up against Tampa, four against the Rays, and we'll see. Great pitching matchup, Paxton and Snell on Monday. Christy Acker, really appreciate the time. Catch up with you soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you.